O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Jonah 3, verse 10, through chapter 4, verse 11. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Steadfast Love by Robbie C. and Shane Bernard. The verse's melody gradually ascends higher with each line, gaining intensity in an emotional cry. In contrast, the chorus remains more static, a representation of the steadfastness of the Lord's love, regardless of our sin or our doubts.
Jonah chapter 3, verse 10 through chapter 4, verse 11. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way. God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish. For I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said, Do you do well to be angry? Jonah went out of the city and sat to the east of the city and made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade till he should see what would become of the city. Now the Lord God appointed a plant and made it come up over Jonah so that it might be a shade over his head to save him from his discomfort. So Jonah was exceedingly glad because of the plant. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah so that he was faint. And he asked that he might die and said, It is better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, Do you do well to be angry for the plant? And he said, Yes, I do well to be angry, angry enough to die. And the Lord said, You pity the plant for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow, which came into being in a night and perished in the night. And should not I pity Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle? Jonah was a prophet who was given a very difficult task. He was called on by God to preach to the people of Nineveh. Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, who were enemies of Israel. Jonah did not want to fulfill this task, and he even attempted to run away from God, taking a boat in the opposite direction of Nineveh, to Tarshish. But God, through miraculous means, plopped him, or used a fish to spit him, into the dreaded city. There Jonah preached a short but effective sermon, and the people repented. Good news, right? Well, not in Jonah's mind. As we read in chapter 4, verse 1, But Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. Why? Because Jonah hates Nineveh and its inhabitants, so he doesn't want to see God spare them. But in the book of Jonah, we see God's refining and seeking love. After the great repentance in Nineveh, Jonah throws himself a proper pity party. He sets himself outside of the city and watches, waiting to see what is going to come of it. And while he's out there, God appoints a vine to cover Jonah, to save him from the desert sun. But just when we see that the vine pleases Jonah, God appoints a worm to kill the plant and sends a scorching wind to make Jonah uncomfortable. At this point, Jonah is done. He's ready to give up altogether. He wishes simply to die. Then God comes to him. Now, at this point in the story, God has every right to come to Jonah and say, Jonah, I've had it with you. Again and again and again, I have put up with you. And now I'm done. Instead, though, God comes to him and says, Now, Jonah, do you have a right to be angry? Think about yourself, Jonah. Take a look. Here is God in the most gentle way, giving to Jonah the thing that Jonah did not want God to give to the Ninevites, and that is patience, acceptance, forgiveness. God comes to Jonah as he comes to us and says, I love you in spite of your pride, in spite of your self-centeredness. The reason that Jonah and the reason that we often are so displeased is because we won't humble ourselves and see the fact that mercy is completely unmerited and undeserved. God loves the unlovely. And at the end of the day, that is great news for us. So I'd encourage you at some point today to take some time to reflect on the incredible extent of God's love and how that love has been so powerfully demonstrated in Jesus. Pray that the Spirit would apply the love of Jesus to your heart so that you would be freed from the sort of pride and bitterness that so easily ensnare. May we learn to love as God has loved us. Thank you. Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.